Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week so far on the subject of how to meet your wife's emotional needs. As I said in the beginning, I've noticed over the years in meeting many people that there are husbands and wives that live together and yet don't relate well together at all. Yes, they live under the same roof, but they just barely get along. They lack skills of communicating and love and so on. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But over the years, I've learned that there are emotional needs that a wife has that are very important for a husband to learn how to meet them. It's for a husband's well-being and the well-being of the marriage that we learn to meet those needs. And I've been sharing with you this week what some of those needs are. And this morning I want to look at another one. What we've looked at so far have been affection, intimate conversation, and this morning we want to look at the subject of honesty and openness. Now there are ways, different ways of communicating, and I shared that earlier on this week too, how that we communicate with words or lack of words. And but we're talking about openness and honesty. The last couple of days we talked about intimate conversation. And by that, I simply mean sharing your feelings and sharing your thoughts, the things that interest you, your wife, and learning to know what her feelings are and her thoughts and how she feels about things. Most women enjoy talking, and it's a wise husband who learns how to engage in intimate conversation with his wife, to learn how to, what are those things that concern her? What are those things that interest her? What are those things that she likes to talk about? What are her personal feelings and things about past experiences and present activities and so on. We talked about all those things. That's intimate conversation. And if you as a husband can show genuine interest and care for your, for the heart of your wife and those things that are important to me, trust me, your marriage will blossom. Because a wife cannot resist husband who genuinely shows that kind of interest in her feelings, her interest, and her well-being in her life. It gives her a tremendous sense of security and protection and comfort and approval. So anyway, I encourage you husbands to do that. I know that a lot of husbands don't do that. It's not something that comes natural for a husband, for a man, but and then I think I mentioned, if you're like most men, you're not doing that. You're not having those intimate conversations with your wife. Cultivate that. Learn how to do it and make it a point to get involved with your wife in the area of intimate conversation. We talked about some of the adversaries or enemies of intimate conversation, demanding things, being disrespectful, outbursts of anger, and dwelling on your wife's mistakes. Those things are adversaries to intimate conversation. Well, today we want to talk about a third emotional need of a wife, and that is of honesty and openness on the part of a husband. And actually, honesty and openness is a very integral part of the intimate conversation that we talked about the last couple days. Total honesty and complete transparency are absolutely essential to the health of your marriage. If a husband does not maintain honest and open communication with his wife, He undermines her trust and eventually destroys her sense of security in him. If you want your wife to trust you and feel secure with you, then total honesty and complete transparency are a must. A wife will feel secure if her husband shares with her accurate information about his past, what he has done, whether it was right or whether it was wrong, things about the present and about the future. If a wife cannot trust the signals her husband is giving her, she has no foundation on which to build a solid relationship. Instead of adjusting to him and growing together with him, she grows further and further away from him. Negotiation is also an important ingredient. In fact, it's an essential building block between a husband and wife that contributes to the success of any marriage. But without honesty and openness, a couple will hardly be able to resolve even important matters or make important decisions. When you withhold information from your spouse in a marriage, that's bad enough. But when you provide misleading and downright false information, that's disaster. Folks, listen, nothing should be hidden from each other. Your spouse should know you better than anyone else. Unfortunately, that's not the case in many marriages today. In fact, some of you may be thinking that if you are to be that honest and open with your wife, then you have no privacy. Now, if by privacy you mean keeping part of yourself hidden from your spouse, I hold firmly to the conviction that privacy has no place in the marriage relationship. Okay? Total honesty and transparency are indispensable for a healthy marriage. And I repeat that. If you think that being open and honest with your wife deprives you of privacy, if you mean that privacy, if you mean by privacy that that's keeping part of yourself hidden from your spouse, privacy has no place in the marriage relationship. While honesty and openness are essential in building trust, our behavior must also be trustworthy. Everything you decide to do must protect the feelings and interests of your spouse if you are to be trusted. For example, if you tell your wife everything you do each day, and yet you do what you please with no regard for the effect it has on her, how do you expect her to trust you? Only when you are honest and open and also are making every decision with your wife's interests in mind that you build a strong foundation for her to trust you. Honesty and openness are essential in building trust. It is one of those emotional needs that your wife has. If you prove yourself to be honest and open and transparent with your wife about your past, about the present, and about the future, you are creating a foundation for her to build upon that will create a oneness in your marriage like many don't have an experience. She will feel secure with the information that you give her, providing it's accurate and honest and truthful. She'll be able to trust you. You give her a foundation to build on, a solid relationship, and she'll grow closer and closer to you. When you withhold information or you demand having privacy, and by that I mean that you keep part of your self hidden from your spouse, don't expect to have a healthy marriage. It won't happen. honesty and openness are essential in building trust, and our behavior must follow as well in being trustworthy. Well, folks, I hope that you are learning how to have a healthy marriage with these essential elements of meeting your wife's emotional needs. Tomorrow we want to talk about another one of her emotional needs, and that of financial support. But today, God bless you. The Lord go with you. Put these things to practice, and I assure you, you will be blessed. The Lord bless you.